I think it's considered an outstanding award. At any rate, I was surprised to receive it and naturally grateful.
I don't think you argued with anybody to turn it down. I'm going to ask you to suspend humility for just a moment and tell me what you think your contribution to your country has been.
Well, if I've made any at all, it's to encourage Americans to be just plain, down-to-earth Americans.
Meaning what?
Put on. In other words, I grew up in a small community in the Midwest, and I like to think that I'm still that. And then I've tried to teach that if you have faith in the Lord and do your best and believe in Him and believe in yourself, that you'll be able to overcome the difficulties and problems
That's
of life.
That's positive thinking, isn't it?
Yes, it is positive thinking.
Powerful stuff, I hear.
Well, I think that if you think positively, you will get positive results. If you think negatively, you'll get negative results.
Do you think President Reagan is a positive thinker?
Oh, I do indeed. Very much a positive thinker. He came up the hard way. He has faith. And when you believe in God, you get to believing that with His help, you can do something.
Is that a campaign speech? Is Norman Vincent Peale a Reagan Republican?
I happen to be a minister of the gospel, and I'm not supposed to talk politically.
Oh, but, never mind that, are you?
Well, my mother was a Democrat, and my father was a Republican. And I guess I more or less take after my father.
Yeah. You have been a preacher now for more than half a century, and many of those years, 54 of them, I believe, you've been married to the same woman. Correct?
Well, I think it's actually 53.
Oh, well, who's counting? Tell yeah. me how much. Does your wife, Ruth, get enough credit?
My wife is an extraordinary lady. Had she gone into business, she would have been a super tycoon. As it is, she runs a magazine called Guidepost, which has over 4 million paid subscribers, and we employ around 500 people. Then we have the Foundation for Christian Living, which employs about 135 people. She runs both of those enterprises.
Should she get a little chunk of that Medal of Freedom?
I'd say she gets 75% of it.
And that is your wife, Ruth, the wife of 54 years, who probably doesn't get quite enough credit. Well,
she
we congratulate you and hope all is well. Monday you get the award from President Reagan at the White House.
Well, it'll be a big day for you. Thank you very much, Jane. It's a privilege to be with you.